You're the big, big boss. You tell me what to do, and I gladly do my job. But I don't like your attitude.
Unbelievable.
You got me.
All right, so welcome back to season two. Leadership and Tech Podcast.
Big things going on. Welcome back, everybody.
Let's just set the scene. We are Skyping right now from the same house because someone didn't quite bring all the right podcast equipment that they needed.
Okay, and so let's set the scene even further. We are at my house, so I would not necessarily have to bring any equipment to my house. So ergo, who forgot the equipment, the proper equipment?
And let's set it even further. We just finished recording the entire first episode before we realized the equipment wasn't set up correctly.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
But I will say, that, man, if we can recreate what we just recorded, that was amazing.
Now tell me, who do you think you are? Besides a person who happens to be in charge.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Leadership in Tech Podcast. We're kicking off season two with Zach Ruiz and Errol Dobler in Welcome Back, the 27th episode in our podcast series. This is the season opener for our second season on air. This time, we are going to cut right to the chase. Zach, Errol, and I were all eager to get back to business for this season. Don't forget to stick around after the show for announcements, updates, guest information, and more. If you want to check out more about us now, then go to the techonramp.com page. That's techonramp.com and dive in while you listen. Finally, we are proud to present the first episode in season two, episode number 27 of the Leadership in Tech podcast series. Welcome back.
Maybe you got lucky. Maybe you worked real hard. And just maybe that doesn't make you smart.
We finished our season last year. Apologies for not just kind of abruptly doing it. But the good news is it looks like people were catching up on the episode. We thought that the listenership would fall off once we stopped episodes, and to the contrary, it went up. So that's good news.
Everyone's caught up now.
Everybody's caught up. And so during our summer break, why don't you fill me in on what Salt's been up to?
Yeah.
Is the CEO of Salt?
I like to say founder, but you could say CEO. No, I'm having fun. We have a very small team. We're working on products that help companies use data to create value. We're working on one project specifically that I'm having a blast on. There's an internal team at the client, and I'm working with them, and we've developed a web platform that's free on the internet, and lots of people are signing up, and it's we've just sort of been having fun working together, and everything's sort of pointed in the right direction, and it's going to be a success. So we've been keeping busy and having
fun. Is that someplace people can go who are listening to look at if they're interested?
It's a financial website. Hopefully none of our listeners would ever want to see that.
And to that point, though, because obviously we stay in touch, last season we were talking about your own personal leadership journey. Have you been able to employ, and we'll be talking about this in future episodes, but just kind of a teaser, has the leadership journey helped you create a better working environment and team environment for those new projects?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, as we discussed last season, I sort of, not flamed out, but sort of had trouble with my last sort of big leadership experience. And I found it Salt and was really enjoying working by myself, sort of for myself, by myself, without the pressure of having to lead teams. And I found sort of with renewed confidence and some sort of updated skills that I've started to enjoy leading bigger and bigger teams, and some of the projects I've worked on have grown, so the teams are becoming quite big, and I'm really quite enjoying stepping back into that ring again and working with some bigger teams.
Yeah, I mean, just from how we kept in touch, so it's going to be a good episode coming up, just talking about the specifics of all the things that you employed this time around that you initially mocked from a leadership perspective, and now you find that maybe they're actually working out.
So I know. I thought you were full of shit, honestly. I'm really surprised how good some of the stuff has worked. I'm not even trying to hype you up. We talked about, right? Like, I sitting in front of a computer, learning the code, didn't teach me how to be a leader. I was genuinely surprised at how simple and effective some of the techniques you gave me were, to sort of see them play out on bigger and bigger teams, and almost sort of, I want to say, like, how easy it is in retrospect, because it's not easy, but like, I thought it was way harder. You know what I mean? Like, it was more complex in my mind. Like, right. You know, how do you achieve accountability on a team? You would have asked me before, it was super complex. Like, it's almost impossible to do. And now you see like how simple it is. Yeah. But it's still hard, but it's simple. And so it's just, I've been surprised, but also impressed and happy.
Well, so that'll be a good episode, because I think that'll be one of our better episodes. Because again, it's practical, right? People are listening, resonated with the things you went through as a leader in tech. And now all of a sudden, just X number of months later, not X number of years later, like, it'll be fun to tell the stories, recreate the stories that you've told me. So that's good. That's good news.
So what has Leader 193 been up to? Break it down.
Well, Leader 193 had an excellent summer. We conducted several leadership retreats for clients. Just finished up something called the High Performance Experience with the client, the select group, which is really on the cutting edge of kind of investing in their people. They're a technology recruiting firm. And so actually we're going to have their CEO, Sheldon Walitsky, on, and he's going to talk about some of the trends in tech as far as hiring and placing, and, you know, what are companies looking for and stuff like that. So that'll be a good episode. But I did a lot of work with that company this summer. Back to writing. Anybody who's following me has noticed a huge uptake in blogs.
You're doing it. Apparently, you don't work anymore. You just post in LinkedIn like 5 times a day.
Well, yeah, you know, it's pretty cool, because as we talk about, trying to get better, right? So, you know, we had a good year at Leader 193, and then the answer is, well, we need to, what else? What got us here won't get us there, right? We need to keep changing and growing. So, you know, that was it. You know, my wife was like, look, people love it. When they come to your, you know, when they come to your retreats, when they hire you to coach, they change, they keep you on, and that's good. But if people don't know you're out there, they're not going to come searching for you. So, you know, initially it was hard, right? They had to get out there, kind of self-promote. But now I'm like, well, I'm self-promoting. I'm writing articles. Hopefully people are getting stuff out of them. So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad you noticed, because that's what we're trying to do.
I never saw you as like a LinkedIn dominator, but you're changing my opinion.
Yeah, you know, our articles are, you know, we go to Medium. I've become an editor for a website that's kind of not a spinoff, but it's a part. It's kind of embedded in Medium, called Future Leaders. And that's run by a really neat young kid. And he just reached out to me after, you know, once I started posting, he really enjoyed the stuff on leadership and said, you know, can you start editing some of the other articles coming in? So, you know, now I get to read other leaders and what they're writing, and, you know, kind of help them out. So that's Future Leaders. And
we can put the link to that in the show notes page, link to all those places.
Actually, yeah, that's right. That's right. We're going to improve that this year. Right, our show notes. and then I started something. So we all have our journeys. And Wim Hof, the Wim Hof method. I'm here to tell you, I am a believer.
Well, I'll tell you, I started the Wim Hof and I quit after 2 weeks. So you're saying you kept going?
I kept going. So maybe that'll be, we'll kind of tease that a little bit, because if nothing else, the experience has been fun. So maybe we can share our experiences and maybe why I know why you stopped. I'm not sure you want to share that with everybody.
Let's give it a couple episodes.
Right. So, so that's it. So that was good. So what else? What are we looking to? We've got a new venture we're going after together.
A nonprofit. Break that down.
The technology on-ramp. So we initially, when we started this venture last year, right, we were like, people are going to enjoy hearing about this, right, because of the void and the dearth in leadership in technology, and we'll bring up some good stuff, and it'll resonate. And then we, you know, just started saying, well, we're going to kind of put our money where our mouths are. We, you know, this podcast is great, but can we make a difference? Can we provide, you know, leadership in technology? And then, you know, what are we going to do to get more people in the technology field?
It's almost like last season we wanted to talk about leadership in tech, right? And it was sort of, you know, what can we work on together? Your leadership, I'm tech. Is leadership in tech a thing? Let's see if it's a thing, right? And we banged out 25 episodes, like, super easy. I mean, we were never lacking a topic. I mean, no. The episodes might not have turned out well all the time. Mm-hmm. Audio issues, you know, you were just laughing the whole time and, right? And we didn't actually have good content maybe. But it was no shortage of topics, right? 25 episodes flew by. So I think we realized it is a thing. Leadership in tech is definitely a thing, right? And so if we found a thing, how do you take that to the next level? Well, let's not only talk about it, let's do something with it.
Yeah, so, you know, and again, this is, we're gonna dedicate, you know, probably at least an episode to it and kind of update everybody along the way. But ultimately what we're doing, we're taking people who've been left out of the technology sector for whatever reason. They don't have that formal degree, right? Or they've been working as a, you know, whatever they've been working at as the casino for 15 years, and then all of a sudden the casinos all go bust, and now I'm sitting at home, and the only jobs out there are technology jobs, and I can't get one. So how do we help those people who've been left out of the market for any number of reasons? How do we transfer them into the technology market with an applicable technology skill, which I'm out there thinking, well, I don't know how to code, so therefore it can't be a technology guy, and you educated me quickly on that.
Yeah, you could be a tech writer, you could be a tester, you could be a project manager, you could be a marketer.
So the number of things that you can do. So how do we bring people out, you know, from the darkness into the light of technology? And then, so that's, you know, that's going to be your field. And then how do we provide a leader, somebody who's professionally developed, who has the leadership skills, and also kind of changes their behavior? It's going to be hard for a lot of people to go from, hey, I was a truck driver, and now I've developed this skill. I am really good at Excel, or, you know, I can create these websites. I didn't even know I was able to do this. But I'm a little nervous walking into this new environment. Well, that's kind of where I come in. You know, that behavioral change, that mindset, and those leadership skills. So somebody is going to get a professionally developed, technologically competent individual coming through the technology on-ramp. So, you know, we're excited to, you know, to tell everybody about that. But that's the gist of what we're doing.
Boom.
And then it transfers to, from last season, everything being kind of more theoretical that we were talking about. We spoke a lot about Zach and his issues. And then when we took off, all of a sudden Uber is in the news. All Google of a sudden Memo. Facebook, Google Memo, Amazon is the new, you know, monopoly. So all of these real leadership issues in the technology companies, the big tech companies, are out there now for everybody to see, and we can start diving into all those things, and we're going to.
So we're going to get aggressive this season is what you're saying.
Yeah, because now we can look at Google and say, you know what, guys, I hope you enjoyed being the fun Silicon Valley kids with the crazy ideas and everybody loves you because we all Google something. And now all of a sudden you're in the news. Somebody wrote a memo and everybody's questioning what you're about, how you do business. It's not so fun. And whatever side of the issue you're on, you know, Errol Dobler will contend that it's a leadership failure, that those things are getting out of control. Uber, I love it, but they're a mess. And they're not a mess because their technology is bad. They're a mess because their leadership is bad. So, you know, we're going to really dive into it now.
So it's like, so last season we talked a little bit. We explored whether it's a topic. This season we're diving in all the way. It's go time.
It's a topic. And we're going to, you know, we're going to call some folks out. We're going to hit some hard issues this year. I know we're going to have David Amerlin back because he's always a, he's probably, besides you, of course, one of the smartest people I've ever met.
He's smarter than me.
He'll talk about his new book and, you know, he'll give us the what's for on a lot of those issues in tech. So that'll be good. You're laying on some guests from...
We're trying to get someone from Amazon, someone from Apple, someone from Google, someone from Facebook. Try to get the tech giants represented with either current or ex-employees. Not to trash them, not to like find out all their secrets, but just to get the perspective from some people who have worked and, you know, at some of those places.
Yeah, you know what's funny? As we, you know, talked about this and what the upcoming season was going to be, you know, I used the example that, you know, the old guys in the gas and oil industry and, you know, the, you know, Ford Motor Company and all those just brick and mortar, you know, companies who we've all grown to hate but need are sitting back laughing at, you know, Google and Facebook and all those tech companies. Like, welcome to the show, guys. Now you know how it feels. It's not so great to have everything you do analyzed and criticized and trashed. So.
The thing is, though, when you look at all of these, they all come back to the same topics we were talking about in season one, right? You're coming back to psychological safe zones. You're coming back to vulnerability in leadership. You're coming back to transparency and humanity. And so these sort of big, sort of ripped from the news topics just give us a different lens to talk about the exact same things from a different perspective and really hammer home why they're so important and how they can get out of control when not addressed. And so we're still right there in the same exact subject area. We're just looking at it from a different angle this year.
You know, and you asked me, what did we want to get out of this season? You know, from, you know, Errol, from your lane, the leadership lane, and that's it. To show how these basic concepts, when they're missing, what happens? And when they're employed, what happens? And like you said, not rocket science. It's not hard. For some reason, the simple concept is difficult to employ. But if I had one goal for listeners going to come out of this season, just doubling down on, you know what? You know, they're right. This, it is about leadership. And that is what makes it go around. Because in the end, you're never going to be a better coder, Zach. You're just not. You are probably as good a coder as you're going to be.
I'm actually getting worse. Somebody just told me the other day I've gotten a lot worse.
Or that. But so how are you going to make a difference? You're going to make a difference on how you act, how you treat people, how you lead. That's what's going to make the difference. In the end, a lawyer is not going to become a better lawyer at some point, right? But how they lead their law firm is going to start to make their mark. You know, so it's all the same stuff. So that's what I want out of the season. People walking away going, yeah, you know what? It is about leadership and it's all the same. It's applicable everywhere.
I think at every level, I think that right now there's a million sort of programmers sitting around the country saying, man, if the business person just told me what they wanted, this would be done already. And so the opportunity to lead is not only at the CEOs and the founders, but all the way down, every tech worker is in a position of power unlike they've never been in like all time, right? Technology is taking over the world and the people who know how to do it are in the driver's seat and the people who don't know how to do it want to get into it. And so, you know, there's just really important issues to talk all the way through that. And whereas last season I would have said this is a fun topic, And, you know, it's pretty interesting to explore. This season, I'm saying we have to talk about this. You're seeing repercussions of and how this can play out. This topic has to be talked about.
You know, and the companies that are not, you know, quote unquote tech companies, you've brought up the point now that every company is a tech company. So we're also going to explore this season, you know, what it means to make that transition. You know, the dairy industry, you know, they're not a tech company, but believe me, they need technology, right? There's a whole bunch of things they need to do to keep up. And so, well, what does that mean? Well, you know, this is kind of how we'll kind of employ how important the technology on-ramp will be to the nonprofit, you know, getting people inside that company trained up on a couple technology issues, right? And then changing their mindset. That's how those companies stay alive. You know, you bring up the fashion industry. Well, that's a technology company, no matter what they are. They've got to have their websites looking amazing because this is how people shop now. They go on the website.
You know how people are going to shop soon? You're going to go into the dressing room and put on, you know, the dress or the pants or whatever, and then the mirror that you look at is going to change the colors of the shirt or the dress so that you can see it in all different shades of colors just in the mirror. So you don't have to try on 10 different shirts. You actually get to see 10 different choices from the thing you tried on in the mirror. That's how the fashion industry is on the cutting edge of technology. They're like going to revolutionize the shopping experience and all that kind of stuff. And you wouldn't think that. You wouldn't think that fashion is sort of tech enabled. But if you get a PhD in like artificial intelligence tomorrow, the fashion industry is probably one of the spots you would land because they're sort of so cutting edge.
So we've got you know, now that we bring that up, right? So I've got a friend who's in, it's I guess kind of a moving company, but it's a high end moving company, right? I don't even know how to explain it, but you know, they move really rich people and they help them design all their stuff and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But they're not going to be able to do that without an awesome website. They're not going to be able to do that without providing options, like you said, online for people to pick from, and how they can more effectively move and design at the same time. It's a moving company, you know. So they couldn't make it on last year, but that's a perfect example of how important technology is and how important leadership is to understand that and start implementing and then go, oh my God, we don't have anybody who can do that. Now, where do we find people?
Right.
So yeah, that's it. That's what's coming up.
Let's do it.
In the next episode of Leadership in Tech, Zach and Errol interview a returning guest, the fan favorite David Ammerland, an international speaker, businessman, and author. His upcoming book, The Sniper Mind, releases next month. So in the meantime, check out his most recent book, The Tribe That Discovered Trust, or listen to the Leadership in Tech, episode 20. For his interview on our show the first time. You can find more about him on his website, davidammerland.com. For more on the Leadership in Tech podcast and its parent project, The Technology On-Ramp, go to www.techonramp.com. You can check out old podcasts, our blog, news, and sign up for our Tech On-Ramp email newsletter. Leadership in Tech is also available on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play Music, SoundCloud, Player FM, Pocket Casts, and Stitcher. You can find out more information on myself, Paul Maslany, or our hosts, Zach and Errol, or our guests at the Podcasters Database, poddb.me. That's poddb.me. For more about Zach Ruiz and his company, Salt.io, go to www.salt.io. Or to check out Errol and his company, Leader 193, and his leadership background, go to www.leader193.com. I hope you all enjoyed this episode, and we are looking forward to next time.
Tell me what to do, and I gladly do my job, but I don't like your attitude. I don't like your attitude.